Hello there, my brother, and welcome to the Inspired by Impact 24 Before 2024 Challenge for Men. Now, the challenge is really simple. Hear the inspiration, determine your integration, and commit to taking your one small, specific, and simple step in the next 24 hours to ignite the impact you wish to see in your work. Now, let's get to today's challenge. Hello there, my brother, and welcome to day number 9 of the 24 Before 2024 Challenge. And this one is entitled, I Love You, Man. And this one is featuring Jay Stamatelos, who is a self-relationship coach and one of my nearest and dearest brothers. And it's funny, you're hearing this a lot, aren't you? That a lot of the men that I'm having on this, I'm calling my nearest and dearest brothers. And it's very appropriate that today's challenge, today's inspiration, today's integration is all about brothers. And I am going to say that while there are other days during this challenge, I'll be like, this might be the one most important thing that I've done. I honestly, if I compare all 24 days, I don't think there will be one that will supersede this one, because this is the foundation of it all. And we're doing a little bit of an audible today, because on episode 105 of Inspired by Impact, when we were talking about how our emotions, our emotional intelligence, agility, strength, flexibility, endurance, all those things, how they affect our mental health as men, Jay Stamatelos dropped so many fucking truth bombs that I have to include two notable quotables in today's challenge. And we're combining them. So here they are.
Men weren't that. That's a cultural thing. That wasn't part of the education of being a man, of being able to read your brother's emotional state or your wife's emotional state or your woman's emotional state, because someone's at home already taking care of that. And so if you don't have sources of love outside of your wife or your girlfriend, you're putting yourself in a very precarious place. You know, there is oodles of research that states that the biggest thing that impacts our mental health on a day-to-day basis, more than exercise, more than diet, more than any of the million habits you can look up online of how, you know, things you can do to improve your mental health, all has to do with relationships.
So, side note, before I even get into the specific parts of the inspiration there, I listened to about a minute and a half before and after these notable quotables. And I forgot just how impactful this particular portion of the podcast was with regards to men feeling shame, men feeling isolated, men struggling with mental health issues, men struggling in their relationships, men struggling to find their senses of purpose. And man, definitely check out the full episode. And the season finale, I've decided, is going to be when I release my next episode with Jay Stamatelos, because we talk about what makes a strong man and we redefine what that means. And it's very, very much in opposition of what a lot of specifically men's coaches out there might be telling you is a strong man, specifically what society is telling you will be a strong man. But anyways, let me get back to the first source of inspiration, and that is this quote: if you don't have sources of love outside your wife or girlfriend, you're putting yourself in a very precarious place, end quote. And then the second piece of this inspiration is this quote: the biggest thing that impacts our mental health on a day-to-day basis, more than exercise, more than diet, more than any of the million habits you can look up online of things you can do to improve your mental health, it all has to do with relationships, end quote. Now, for me, I used to think that to be happy, I needed to look a certain way, be with a certain person, make a certain amount of money, and know my life's purpose. I had all that and was still depressed, even suicidal at times. But why? Because even though on the outside, things in my life looked great, and I had checked all the social boxes, the real me, my real feelings were trapped inside because I was ashamed to share the truth with people. So here is your integration question, my brother. And you know what? I'm going to do a side note right after I ask this question before I, you know what? I'm going to, since I did two inspirations, we're going to have one integration and then I'm going to give you two spots on this one. Okay. I just thought of it now. It's not written down, so I'll do it fucking impromptu. But here's your integration question. Who is one brother in your life that you can connect with in a more meaningful, open, and safe way so that you don't have to carry the weight of the world all on your own? So the first spot that I have here is IBI core principle number one. It's core principle number one because if you ignore every other principle, this is the one that you want to implement on a regular basis, integrate on a regular basis. Give a spot, get a spot. Now in the gym, the most important rule I have seen in action is that people almost always perform better around others. There's something about pushing each other that inspires us to do more. Outside the gym, pushing each other is all about being there for each other, ready to give a spot, and just as importantly, get a spot when we need. Now, the second spot I'm going to give you here that just totally popped in my mind because I know how fucking hard this can be. I know how hard it is. Like for me to open, please understand that I would say a good, if I had to put a percentage to it, oh man, between 50 to 75% of the time that I want to open up to another brother in my life, I struggle. I struggle to do it. I'm going to give you three fucking spots here because this is important. I struggle to do it, but there are certain things that get me to do it. Number one, other than the spot I just told you, one of the other core principles is level 1, 2, 3. So you're never going to go into the gym and just, if you're looking to get up to 225 on the bench, for example, or maybe you're way fucking stronger than me, you want to get up to 315 or 405, whatever it is for you. You're not just going to go into the gym, put your one rep max on there and just try to fucking grind it out. No, you're going to start off incrementally and work your way up. So what does that look like here? Three very distinct levels. Number one, a text. Hey, brother, how you doing? Haven't chatted with you in a while. That's it. Like, lead the charge. Number two, hey, brother, how you doing? You want to get together for a beer? Go for a beer, whatever it is, and don't even talk about serious shit. Level three, hey, brother, how you doing? Got something on my mind. Can we meet? And then you're going to talk about the deeper shit that's bothering you. So working your way up to this, you will be fucking amazed at the response you will get when you decide to open up to other brothers. Because guess what? Whether you realize it or not, they are going through a lot of the same shit that you are. And they may not have the courage to step up and ask you, but if you step up and ask them, that is the best way you can give a spot is by spotting yourself first. So did I mention what the third spot was? Let's see. I told you level 1, 2. Oh, yeah. So, Philip just did a really good quick wits on having assertiveness in the gym on his Wits and Weights podcast. He talked about like when you get up to the bar and you're about to do a squat or a dead or whatever it is, and you're shuffling your feet and you're kind of redoing your grip, and that's not being assertive. Like you got to fucking commit to the lift and start. So for me, what I've done with box jumps, with bench press, with squats, with whatever it is on those heavy challenging sets is 3, 2, 1, go. There's a whole bunch of science that backs this strategy as to why it works to get you to take action. But just counting 3, 2, 1, go. I did it several times this morning. There were three specific people that I wanted to reach out to that I'm not super tight with, but I want to get tighter with. And then as soon as I thought about reaching out to them, I'm like, ah, fuck, Carl, don't do it. It was just 3, 2, 1, go. Fucking hit record, record the video, send it off. 3, 2, 1, go. So there you go. Give a spot, get a spot is your first spot. Level 1, 2, 3 is your second spot. And 3, 2, 1, fucking go is your third spot. Well, it's time for me to demo. And I kind of just did already, didn't I? Because this one is entitled, hey man, you need a spot. Now, I have a handful of brothers now who, on a weekly basis, send messages back and forth, mostly videos, asking each other how we can spot each other this week. Now, I used to depend on JL to spot me with everything until I realized an important truth. I can't rely on JL to always be my spotter. I need brothers in my life who I can relate to, share things with, and create things with if I ever hope to become the best version of myself. Side note, I realized after the fact, because when Jenny Lee and I had our separation, our 3-month separation, I remember being at her place and then leaving when we decided this is it. I walked home and I was in fucking tears. I wanted to crumble over because the feeling in my gut was so fucking painful, and I was asking myself the question, how am I ever going to live without her? And then after the tears came out and I settled down a little bit, it hit me that how much fucking pressure was I putting on her in the relationship? Every single business idea I had was going through her. Every single struggle I had was going through her. Every single time I would have something in my life that was causing a speed bump, whether it was in the gym, whether it was emotionally, whether it was with my brothers, whether it was with my business, it all fucking went to her because I love sharing everything with her. I love sharing everything with Jenny Lee, but when you share everything with one person, that one person gets so fucking bombarded and they can't handle it, and it is so fucking unfair. I don't give a shit if you think your wife or your girlfriend is your best friend or not. You need brothers in your life to help carry the fucking load. It will be one of the best things you ever do for yourself and your relationship. Okay, today was a gutter. Here's your question again, my man. Who is one brother in your life that you can connect with in a more meaningful, open, and safe way so you don't have to carry the weight of the world all on your own? Let me know. Hit me up. Because trust me, if there's one thing I love more than pretty much anything, it's giving a brother a spot. And you're going to find out when you start giving spots, I'm pretty sure you're going to feel the same way. All right, stay tuned for day number 10, my brother. We'll be having a very controversial figure on in Josie Warren, and it's going to be a fucking gutter. Until then, we got this.